Hi, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, Divine Purpose Coach and Spiritual Activist, here with Divine Purpose Insights for the week. We look around us these days, and I know I often say to myself and to others, what the heck is going on here? Has the world gone crazy? Or maybe I've gone crazy, and that's why the world seems off base at times. It's really easy to get caught up in the news, fake or otherwise, and to let it lead our moods, our lives, our prospects, and to feed our fears and our doubts and our cynicism. Seems like we can't avoid the turmoil around us, and we can feel pretty powerless to change things, although it does certainly behoove us to take action as our hearts lead us. So don't wait for the other guy. Today, I want to talk about spiritual activism, why it's my passion, and why I want and really need you to join me in it. Yes, I really want to bring peace and harmony to a world that appears to be less than either of those, but I also want to help individuals to find their inner peace, sense of contentment, and really every single kind of freedom I can think of. Freedom from pain, from anger, from fear, from limitation, from addiction. Freedom from resentment and bitterness, from envy and regret. Freedom is a divine right, and it is yours. This law of liberty is also what is meant to operate in the world. I believe our conscious acceptance of our individual freedom is world-changing. Your thought is not small. As our thoughts tap into the higher thought of God, of the universe, of divine love, of goodness, we have access to infinite power. It shifts our individual perspective and annuls hate and evil in some degree. Our thoughts, when they accept the power of hatred and disgust and resignation and fear, really only getting absorbed into that big blob of a collective consciousness that is living out of alignment with truth, with freedom, with love. This collective consciousness can either reflect our deluded beliefs, our dark beliefs, bringing us all down into darkness, or it can bring light, one candle of thought at a time. You're that candle. You're not a victim to the world around you, unless you believe that you are. You are a conqueror of the world's beliefs about life, about your life, that deny love and the honest goodness of mankind. You are a conqueror when you choose to be. Because the darkness isn't lifted by force and anger and just more fear. The darkness is lifted by light. What would it take to turn on your light? Well, I think to me, the first thing is to recognize that turning on your light can make a difference. We've been conditioned to believe that we have to do something physical to make changes. Whereas the physical actions are really results of a changed thought. The mental realm is where it all happens. A shift in that realm with one person or one world changes the outward. Why is that? Because the truth of a beautiful universe, of a beautiful you, hasn't stopped being true. When consciousness shifts, we begin to glimpse that reality. We see more love and goodness around us. We see troubled relationships ease, pain disappear, healing occur. It isn't magic. It's truth being seen by the light coming on. Is anyone out there following me at all? I hope so. The mortal mind, that carnal mind, that limited mind wants this to be really tricky and questionable, but it really isn't. It's about believing in the power of good and of love enough to trust it, to dwell with it, to consciously connect with it. You may think this kind of thought change can't do much for the world, but, you know, really, what else has worked? And think about the individual times in your life when you felt your best, when you felt powerful and happy and free and motivated and inspired. Was it really because everything was perfect physically? Or was it because some good feeling, some sense of love, something almost outside your ability to explain, it just woke you up to bliss? Yeah, beauty and human love can bring us some of those things, certainly, temporarily. But the reason we respond on any given day to the same thing in a certain way has everything to do with where our thought is, not with what the person, place, or thing is. I know for me, some of my most resonant moments of joy and peace and freedom, of elation even, were not big, profound events. But they still resonate with me. They were moments when the divine opened my thought to life and love in a way that was profoundly pleasing. Or maybe when I was receptive to life and love and received it. So it was my thought being receptive and not the thing around me, that occasion or event or anything material. So let's learn mindfulness and be awake to those powerful thoughts, receptive, those thoughts that are as infinite and present and powerful as God is, and here to be felt and heard. We don't create the result. We awake to it. We can do it for ourselves, and we can enlighten the world and lighten its burden by doing so. The light of truth brings clarity and confidence individually, so any actions we may take come out of power, not out of fear, desperation, or human will, which aren't powerful, but out of a divine impelling, a rightness felt within, a connection to the loving truth. Well, I've been praying for years, and it certainly is something that I believe is powerful, but I really started a practice that's much more purposeful and disciplined. I felt the need to do that. Prayer on the fly or as needed, you know, has been kind of my go-to, a responsive prayer. But a conscious choice to be still with the divine, to really listen in a disciplined sort of devoted way is new to me. You know, I know there's probably a lot of people out there that pray like that all the time. I know people that meditate, they're probably listening to me and saying, oh gosh, I do that all the time. I sit in that space of dedicated connection time. So amen to that. I'm just being honest about my own calling at this point. I really do believe in the power of prayer, and I've just decided to be more conscientious about it and to make it also to be less about me and my needs and more about the world, about communing with God in order to bring a spirit of truth to the collective consciousness, so-called, rather than to be overwhelmed by the dark when this light switch, the light switch of God's divine thought, is only a thought away, a moment of receptivity away. I want to be an activist, a spiritual activist. And if I'm going to have an impact on things in a big way, the only way I can do it is with that big weapon, spirit, that which is transcendent of physical boundaries and political preferences and class and race and matter. The spirit is love, divine love. And as I commune with that, actively and intentionally, I'm utilizing the invincible for the good of all. And I'm connecting with everyone else that's doing that too. There's a unity of good that comes into play when we connect with love. We're connecting with other lovers, with other workers and thinkers of good. It's very powerful. So this conscious prayer is not about promoting an agenda. It's simply about being love, seeing love, embracing the world and all in love. And I'm not the creator of that love, but I align myself with it, agree to it, keep my thought focused on what is love to the best of my ability. It takes practice, a lot of practice, but it's a good practice. And when I do it, healing happens. Clarity comes. Light is seen. And I believe that worlds can change. I have an initiative that I started recently. I referred to it in a recent podcast, another one, and it's called One World Watch. It's about doing this very thing in our own way for one dedicated hour. You can check out my Facebook page called One World Watch, which has more information about that little article that shares a lot more what it's about, and I would love for you to join me in it. I'm really trying to spread it more broadly. Or you can just reach out to me by email if you want to talk more about it or find out more about that. Or if you just really want to talk more about being mindful and prayerful, gaining individual freedom, that freedom you deserve, and the freedom that'll only help you bring your ignited flame to a world that's in need of it, reach out to me, lauramolitor@gmail.com. Or look me up on Facebook at Laura Molitor, or on my Divine Purpose and Spiritual Activist page, either one. Would love to hear from you. I want to leave you with a little true story. And this just kind of proves my point and why I'm really gung-ho about everyone taking the time to pray and be conscious of love and life and goodness. And I'm wondering if any of you have heard of the silent minute. I hadn't until I started researching mindfulness and prayer from my One World Watch initiative. So here's this story. A British Army officer named Major Wellesley Tudor Pole served and was wounded in World War I. He was also a successful businessman, but was always deeply committed to spirituality as well. So during the Second World War, Tudor Pole says he heard, and this is a quote, he heard an inner request from a high spiritual source that there be a silent minute of prayer for freedom at 9 p.m. during the striking of Big Ben. If enough people joined in this gesture of dedicated intent, the tide would turn and the invasion of England would be diverted. End of quote. This dedicated minute received the direct support of King George VI, Winston Churchill, and his parliamentary cabinet. It was also recognized by President Franklin Roosevelt and observed on land and at sea, on the battlefields, in air raid shelters, and in hospitals. Tudor Pole's words resonate with me. Listen to this. He says, "There is no power on earth that can withstand the united cooperation on spiritual levels of men and women of goodwill everywhere." So listen to this. It's reported that after the war, under questioning, a high-ranking Nazi official was asked why he thought Germany lost the war. His reply was, this Nazi's reply was, "During the war, you had a secret weapon for which we could find no countermeasure, which we did not understand, but it was very powerful. It was associated with the striking of the Big Ben each evening. I believe you called it the silent minute." As Gandhi said, in a gentle way, you can shake the world. Let's get on that. Please join me I love you all. See you next week.